Here at All Things Considered, we've been following the story of Greg O'Brien. 5 years ago, he was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. More and more, Greg is relying on his family to help him with daily life, driving him to meetings, keeping track of his calendar. Today, we hear from Greg's wife. Here's Mary Catherine.
I'm Mary Catherine O'Brien, Greg O'Brien's wife of almost 38 years. Well, our first years, we didn't have kids for 6 years, so we just had a great time. He just made me laugh all the time. And he's so silly. He's so silly. And always the one that had everybody laughing about, you know, some silly thing. And so that's, he's lost a lot of that. But the rage is what I noticed the most. I think at this early stage, I think he's still bright enough to know what's happening to him. And he gets pissed off that his brain isn't working and that he, you know, gets mad that it's taking him so long to do certain tasks. I mean, I will say to him, okay, stop yelling at me. And I know he's not yelling at me, but it's still hard.
All right, okay, I'll see you.
I set my mind to not get impatient. You really have to work at that, like be okay with, okay, this is the way it is. And if he's asked me a million times about whatever it is, what we're doing, whatever, you know, it's okay.
I'm sure
I got to get rid of these piles.
I know, that would be great.
Does that drive you nuts?
It drives me nuts.
I think earlier on, I would escalate.
Well, just leave that. I got to figure it out. It gets confusing.
You want to work on it tonight?
Okay.
I'll help you.
And that's the thing about being diagnosed early, and that's why people need to be diagnosed early, so that when they're going through these changes, the people that are with him aren't going off too, because you don't understand. It's the hardest thing to understand. Like, why can't you remember that? Why can't we just talked about it? It's so hard to understand, you know. I'm a special needs assistant for sixth graders. I'm out of the house at, you know, 6:30 in the morning and not home till like 3:30. And sometimes I go to work and just say, thank God I have this to take my mind off of it. I'm so busy concentrating on what I've got to do at school. There's no time to think about where my life is headed, what we're going to do. You know, I know those are things I need to think about, but I don't get angry anymore. I did at the beginning. I just, you know, my friends are retired, they're traveling, they're, you know, a whole different lifestyle, but, you know, you can't, that's, what are you going to do? You can't regret what you've had and what, you know, where we're headed. And you just have to accept the place that you are in. I've had a very good life. My kids are great. You know, I don't think I spent a lot of time looking ahead. There's no sense worrying about it now. Positive things have definitely come out of it, definitely. It's made us so much closer. I'd say Greg and I are even closer. You know, I really feel for him. And I think he really appreciates my support. And no, that part's been great. I would say I'd say our marriage is stronger than it's ever been.
Mary Catherine and Greg O'Brien will celebrate 38 years of marriage next month. We'll continue to follow Greg O'Brien and his family as they deal with his Alzheimer's disease. You can read more about Greg O'Brien and hear previous stories in this series, Inside Alzheimer's, at our website, npr.org.